Hello, I'm Eli Mensing. Welcome to In Their Shoes, a podcast where I ask significant people in my life about the decisions they made that led to the life they live today. Today, I'm wanting to sit down with a very significant person in my life, my dad. My dad is 52 years old and always been a massive part of my life. Whether it comes to sports, academics, my personal life, I could tell him anything. And today, I'm going to try and learn more about his childhood and where he came from. I started off by asking my dad about certain parts of his childhood and where he grew up.
About 2 hours inland from the beach, but it was still really nice weather. It was very agricultural, so I spent a lot of time outside doing a lot of fishing, playing sports.
As my dad and I talked more about his childhood, I started to ask him about the differences between his hometown to now and when he grew up.
It's gotten a little bit bigger. Honestly, it's gotten a little bit nicer. A lot more people live where I grew up now, a lot more business, and I feel like it's improved.
As my dad and I continue to talk about the town that he grew up in, I asked him to contrast the town he grew up in to the one he lives in now.
Well, now there's a lot more immediate access to information. It's much easier to communicate through text and email. Things are more convenient that way. But I would say people have a shorter attention span now because of those things, and life feels faster now than it did when I was growing up.
As my dad and I continued to talk, I started to ask him about some influential figures in his life and childhood.
I would say my grandfather influenced me. He was very stoic. He worked very hard. He didn't complain, and he just pushed through challenges, and that influenced me.
I had never heard that much about my great-grandfather. The only thing I ever heard was that he was a rancher and that he worked extremely hard. And that, I think, kind of influenced my dad, because my dad is one of the hardest-working people that I know, and that has certainly rubbed off on me and inspired me to work harder. As my dad and I finished up talking about his childhood, I wanted to ask him some more questions about some things that happened to him while he was my age.
When I was in your age, let's see, I got in trouble for fighting at school and I got suspended.
What happened? Can you tell us about that?
Just there was a kid that I thought was bullying me and others, and I just got in a fight with him. That's really all there is to it.
As my dad and I concluded our interview, I only wanted to ask one more question about any kind of advice he had for me or my generation.
Just, I would say the most important thing is to never give up. It's more important to be gritty and tenacious and determined than it is to be smart or talented.
Thank you for joining us today to talk about the importance of connecting with your family. Take some time today to call a family member and just talk to them about something and learn something about your family's past. Next episode,
joining me while I talk to you about my 94-year-old great-grandmother. Thank you.